平成25年度明治大学附属明治高等学校入学試験英語リスニングテストを始めます。問題8。次の放送を聞き、説明されている語を一語で書きなさい。放送はそれぞれ1回です。
1. The number of the house and the name of the street and where you live. 2. The most important city of the country.Where the government and other big organizations are. 3. A large, thin book with a paper cover, which is sold every week or every month. 4. Someone whose job is to look after people who are ill or injured.Usually in a hospital. 5. A small piece of paper that you stick on a letter before you post it to show that you have paid to send it.
問題9。次の放送を聞き、質問の答え、または下線部に入るものとして最も適切なものを選択肢から選び、記号で答えなさい。放送はそれぞれ1回です。
1. When you wear a mask, your face changes. Some masks have red eyes, big ears, and sharp teeth. Others have curly hair, long noses, and big mouths. There are happy masks and sad masks.And scary masks, too. Ronald Naverson teaches at Southern Illinois University in the United States. He loves masks and collects them from countries all over the world. He has about 150 masks in his collection. But Ronald doesn't just collect masks. He makes and studies them as well. He travels the world to learn about masks.One of Ronald's favorite places to see masks is Bali in Indonesia. Bali is famous for its beautiful masks. The masks are very special and can take 4 months to make. Dancers wear masks with amazing costumes. They dance in temples. When they wear their masks, the dancers look different, and they feel different too. People in Bali think masks have special powers.
2. The Amazon is truly an extreme place. Both the largest river and the largest rainforest on Earth are in the Amazon. The Amazon River starts in the Andes Mountains in Peru and flows about 6,000 kilometers to the Atlantic Ocean. It is the second longest river in the world. It is also the largest river in the world.During the wet season, parts of the river grow to 190 kilometers wide. 20% of the fresh water in all the world's oceans comes from the Amazon River. Now that's extreme. The Amazon River flows through the world's largest rainforest. This rainforest has the highest number of plants and animals on Earth.There are about 2.5 million kinds of insects and 3,000 kinds of fish. 1/5 of all the birds in the world live in the Amazon. Some animals in the rainforest are dangerous, but others are not. There are scary animals, like the meat-eating piranha and the anaconda, one of the largest snakes in the world,But there are also gentle animals, like the sloth. The Amazon is very important for the environment. Many people are trying to save the plants and animals in the Amazon.
Three. Erden Eruk is no ordinary adventurer. He wants to climb, hike, ride, and row around the world using only human power. Erden, a Turkish-American man, started his journey in the United States on February 1, 2003. He rode his bike from Seattle to Alaska. Then he hiked 108 kilometers to Mount McKinley, the highest mountain in North America at 6,194 meters, and climbed to the top with his friends. Then Erden rode back to Seattle. He rode 8,925 kilometers in 204 days. Next, in 2005 and 2006, Erden rode across the Atlantic Ocean alone in his small 7.1-meter boat. He rode 7,334 kilometers from Lisbon, Portugal, to the Caribbean Sea. He reached Guadeloupe on May 6, 2006. After that, in 2007 and 2008, Erden rode 15,166 kilometers across the Pacific Ocean from Bodega Bay in California to Papua New Guinea. He rode more than 10 hours every day, 312 days. That's a world record. During his boat trips, Erden saw sharks and other amazing fish. Birds visited his boat, too. At night, Erden went into a little room on the boat. There he wrote his diary, called his friends, and surfed the internet. Why is Erden making this human-powered journey? One reason is to teach his children. Erden is visiting schools around the world. He wants every child to have a goal in life. Erden says life is difficult sometimes, but it's an adventure too.
問題10。次の放送を聞き、以下の問いに答えなさい。4の括弧1と5の括弧1は、答えとして最も適切な数字を参用数字で。4の括弧2と5の括弧2は、時系列に並べ替え、記号でそれぞれ答えなさい。放送はそれぞれ1回です。
4. It is not easy to be a normal teenager and the best young violin player in the world. When he was 3, Chad Hoops started playing the violin. His teacher said he had a lot of talent, so his family moved to Cleveland, Ohio. They wanted Chad to study at the famous Cleveland Institute of Music. Now, Chad is 15. Like a normal teenager, he likes video games. Chad goes to school and does his homework, but he also practices the violin for 4 to 5 hours a day. He also plays in a trio with his sisters, Alexandra, 17, and Anna, 18. Chad performs all over the world, but he is also a TV star. The owner of the Cleveland Indians baseball team asked Chad to play in a TV commercial for the team. In 2008, Chad won an important international violin competition in Cardiff, in the United Kingdom. He competed with violin players from all over the world. "It was amazing. I learned so much," Chad said. Why did Chad want to play the violin? "I just wanted to do what my sister did," Chad said. "When I was 3, I begged my mom and teachers to start, and I loved it." What kind of music does Chad like the best? Classical music, of course. but he also really likes hip-hop.
Five. Erica David loves snow. It's a good thing because she lives in a very snowy, windy, and cold place. The temperature in winter can sometimes reach minus 37 degrees Celsius in Wyoming. When Erica was 11 years old, she decided to study snow for her school science project. She asked a simple question. How can we make snow fences better? Snow fences are important in Wyoming because there is a lot of snow. The fences keep snow off roads. They also protect farm animals from the wind and snow. Erica's experiments look simple, but her results are very interesting. In her first experiments, Erica used soap powder. The dry soap was like snow. She made wind with a fan and measured the soap. After that, she made real fences and measured real snow. Every year, Erica makes new fences. During a snowstorm, she measures wind speed. Then after the snowstorm, she measures the snow on her fences. "Some kids call me crazy," says Erica. "Days with 20 mile per hour, 32 kilometer per hour, winds are my favorite snow days." Erica presents the research from her experiments at her school science fair. She also competes in science competitions with students from around the world. In one competition, she won $8,000 and a computer. Next, Erica is going to research sage plants. These Wyoming bushes are like a natural snow fence. She's also going to build her biggest and best snow fences ever. How can we describe Erica's fences? Two words. Very cool.
これでリスニングテストを終わります。